This is the Blaster Talk Show with Hannah Murray. Blaster Talk Show makes your day amazing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Blaster Talk Show. My name is Hannah Marie, and my guest today is an amazing musician, Gab de la Vega. He is a singer and a songwriter, and I'll be happy to talk to him today. Hi, Gab. How are you?
Hello, Hannah. Hello, Blaster Music Magazine. I'm great. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm feeling great. Thank you so much, and I'm happy to have you here on Blaster Talk Show.
Same here. Thank you for having me. I'm sure it's going to be a fun interview.
Me too, and I can't wait to ask you all my questions. So here's my first one. What's new and what are you working on right now?
Currently, I'm recording a new album. I don't know when it's coming out. Hopefully by the end of the year. And before the end of 2021, I put out a new single, which is called We Could Be Anything. And in February, Demons of Tomorrow, another single. Booking shows. I'm gonna be on tour in May across Europe, and then I'm booking shows for Canada in June and July. It's my third time there, and I really like it. So yeah, I'm keeping busy. That's pretty much what's going on.
Sounds amazing. And about Demons of Tomorrow, your new single, I must say I like it very much. So can you tell me what was your inspiration for this single, and how did the making process go?
Thanks, I'm glad you like Demons of Tomorrow. It's also one of my favorite songs.
You're welcome.
So, especially in the last 2 years, I experienced a certain amount of anxiety, which led to insomnia and, you know, lots of stress. And especially at night when you feel more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So I decided to, you know, write a song that was that could help me deal with that aspect of my life, and those thoughts, those moments became my demons, and my demons are about the future, about tomorrow. So that's why the song is called Demons of Tomorrow. And I really liked the idea to have a song that was very deep in lyrics, but with an upbeat and let's say happy sound. Very catchy, at least. And I think it worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm happy with the results. I think it's quite a catchy song.
It sounds amazing.
And that's it.
Okay, and you also made a video for Demons of Tomorrow. So can you tell me more about the video?
So I wanted to have a video that could catch the energy of a full band live show. So we found a perfect location, a small venue nearby. And mm-hmm. we invited a bunch of friends over and told them, this is the song and these are the lyrics. And if you want to sing along and enjoy the show, then it's going to look great. And that's what happened. And eventually at the show, you can also see in the video, there's this character which represents my demons. And it's showing up at some point in the video. I don't want to spoil it for you. I think that the video looks great, especially because it had been a time when it was very hard to go to shows, especially in the last 2 years. So when we invited all our friends over for the video shooting, most of them hadn't been to a show for a long time, And so I think that you can tell in the video that the energy and the excitement of being there and singing along and enjoying the show is authentic, and people are actually happy to be there and enjoying the moment. And I think it makes the video even better eventually.
Of course it does. And everyone listening, run to YouTube to watch a video for Demons of Tomorrow. Okay, and as we already mentioned, the ongoing situation in the world with COVID and everything, it was very stressful for everyone, and especially for musicians. So can you tell me, how does the current global situation impact your music career? Did you get the chance to have any concerts or maybe local gigs?
So the last 2 years, of course, were very different from what they were supposed to be for me, but also for every other musician in the world, and possibly for everyone in the world, I guess.
Yeah.
I put out a new album 1 month before the beginning of the pandemic, in January 2020. It's called Beyond Space and Time, and it came out with a very, very unfortunate timing. But yeah, I managed to play a little in the last few years. Of course, I actually play more than I could expect, but mostly with solo shows instead of full band, which was my plan. I started playing full band shows with a new album, and that was the plan, to be like out there with the full band lineup. I definitely played less than usual, of course, than the previous years, but I tried to keep the whole project afloat, and I kept pushing, and I wrote new music, and I practiced, and I tried to get better at doing what I do. I put out a couple of singles, and I managed to book some shows, and yeah, now I'm happy to leave on tour again. It's gonna be a shorter tour than usual, but still, it's a tour. I'm gonna hit 4 countries, which is great.
Yeah, amazing.
Of course, it's nothing compared to what my plan was, but there's nothing I can do, and I learned to live with this. And of course, at the beginning, it was very hard. I was putting a lot of work and energy and effort in what I was doing, and now I know there is no way that I could change the past, of course.
Definitely.
I learned that. But yeah, for example, there's one festival that was supposed to happen in 2020, and I was really looking forward to that, which is Lost Evenings festival by the British singer-songwriter Frank Turner. And I was invited to play on that festival, and when the announcement was about to happen, they told us that we had to wait because the pandemic broke out, and so we had to see what was going to happen. And eventually the festival was canceled and we couldn't announce anything. Fast forward to last month, like a few weeks ago, and eventually we could announce the new dates for the festivals, which is happening in September 2022. 2 years later, we're still there, and I'm very excited to be on the lineup. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and now my logical next question is, what's next for the upcoming months for you?
So my projects at the moment are to finish recording my new album and eventually release it somehow. Of course, I'm going to leave on tour next month. It's going to be Austria, Germany, the Netherlands, and Belgium. It's going to be from May the 12th until the 22nd. I'm booking shows for Canada. I'm going to be there in June and July, and I'm very excited. It's one of my favorite places in the world. And eventually, in September, we're going to play Lost Evenings Festival with a full band lineup. It's going to be me and my bandmates as Gab de la Vega and the Open Cages, which is the name we have when I play full band shows. Apart from that, I don't know. I really want to play many shows, as many as possible, but it all depends on the situation. And of course, if anyone listening likes my music and wants to invite me to play a show, just get in touch.
Yes, of course. And anyone interested in booking can find you, of course, on your Instagram, Gab de la Vega. And there's also a contact page with your email. So good luck. Okay, what I wanted to ask you is, are you maybe planning any duets in the future?
No, at the moment, I'm not planning any of those. Although I'd like to work with some of my favorite artists, of course. I mean, I'd like to leave on tour with a whole bunch of other musicians, and somehow I'm trying to do that. I'm in talk with other musicians, but it's not very easy at the moment, so we're just trying to take a look at the future and see what we can do. And I'd like to have someone on my next record, maybe not this one, because there's no chance at the moment to have a guest, but definitely definitely open to the idea to have a guest or to have a collaboration with someone else on my songs. That would be great.
Okay, Gab, now I have a few really random questions for you. So are you ready?
Absolutely. Random questions are my favorite. So let's go.
Okay, great. But before that, we are taking a very short commercial break.
This season is brought to you by Malade Studios, experts in custom lyric video production. Need lyric video? Try before you buy. Malade Studio.
Okay, everyone, we're back. I have Gab de la Vega with me, and he's ready for my totally random questions. So my first one is, what's your favorite food?
I know it's very stereotypical for an Italian to say it's pizza, but I guess it's pizza.
Okay.
I really like it. And I tried pizza in many different countries, and I really like to see what they taste like in other countries. But yeah, I like lots of other things, and I can also say Indian food. I really like Indian food. As long as it's vegan, I'm happy to try any food that I'm offered, and especially when I'm not in Italy, I like to try local food. But yeah, bottom line, I think pizza is my favorite food.
I mean, who doesn't like pizza, right? Okay, so my next one is, are you a cat person or a dog person? And do you have any pets of your own?
I don't have any pets, but my girlfriend is a pet sitter and dog sitter. And from time to time, we have dog guests over. And it's nice because I like dogs. I consider myself more a dog person than a cat person, although I don't have any problems with cats. It's just like, I don't know, I get on better with dogs. I guess, I don't know. But I like them both. I mean, I like all animals.
All right, sounds amazing. And my next one is, what's the weirdest thing you carried in your backpack?
I can't really remember. There are things that are very weird that I don't remember right now. But this one time I was supposed to board a plane to leave on tour for a few days. And I forgot one of those pliers with all the other tools. And in my guitar case, and when I went through security, they stopped me, and they took it out, and I didn't want to get rid of that because it also was like kind of expensive, so they told me that I had to go back and leave the airport building to go to the entrance of the airport where they had this security thing, like a deposit or something, and I could leave the pliers there. And I had to walk all the way there with carrying my guitar and a suitcase full of records and merch and my backpack, and to go there and leave the pliers. And I even had to pay like for a deposit to take it back when I was returning from a tour. But yeah, I mean, definitely there's gotta be like something very weird that I took on tour with me or I put in a bag, but maybe my brain doesn't want me to remember that. I don't know. I can't really answer.
All right. And if you had a choice between two superpowers, being invisible or flying, which one would you choose and why?
This is a tough question because if I could fly, I could go anywhere. And I could also fly just for the sake of that. But if I could be invisible, I could hop on any plane and go anywhere anyway and tour the world for free. And I could hear all the secrets and see everything and know everything about everyone. And I don't know, maybe it's just too much. I don't know. But maybe if I had to choose, I'd rather be invisible. I don't know. I need to try. Maybe I can try being invisible for one day and try to fly for one day and see which I like best.
Okay, and last but not the least, is there something you would like to say to your fans?
Yes, of course. I would like to thank all the people that have been supporting me throughout the years. And I like playing music and I like writing songs. And I'm very happy to see when someone else is struck by something I wrote, something I put in my music. And so it's very important. I think it's never to be taken for granted, for sure. And so, yeah, thanks a lot for all the support and for being there whenever it felt like it was very hard to be a musician.
And thank you so much, Gab, for your time. It was great having you here on Blasted Talk Show. And I would be happy to talk to you again anytime.
Thank you, Anna, for a great interview. To Blaster Music Magazine for having me. I'm very happy that we did this. So let's keep in touch and maybe we'll have another interview for my new album when it's coming out. It would be great. Thanks again for having me. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome, Gab. The pleasure was mine, and I'm looking forward to talk to you again. Okay, everyone, this was Blaster Talk Show with Hannah Marie. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned.
Make sure to follow Blaster Magazine on Facebook and Instagram. Would you like to be our guest? Contact our press team today.